Recording. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Nick. Hi, everybody. How are we? There's a chippy mic up. Welcome to this week's Healing Meal with moi. Ta-da! Here I am. Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, God the Father. What shall we talk about? Well, I've been preparing all week for this healing meal. I've studied and studied and studied the Word of God and really just pulled out a really good sermon for us this week. And so I hope you've got your hats on and you're ready because this is going to be a cracker. Okay, it's terrible. It's not how it went at all. How it went was, I just enjoyed God all week. I just enjoyed God. I put on my music and I just love God in all areas of my life and enjoy Him because He's fun. And all my life is yielded to God and He can do whatever He likes with my body because I don't want it. So. That's all we do. Just enjoy God, have fun. And it's really, really fun. Because you just walk around and just enjoy life. There's nothing bad about God. There's nothing. He's the creator and the author of creativity, of fun, right? He's the God of fun. He put it inside of us for us to enjoy this world, to enjoy life. So. There's nothing that he doesn't enjoy that he has created. It's all there for us, so to enjoy with him. He likes to be a part of it, so include him in your day and he'll have fun with you and you'll start to see just how fun God really is. He likes to have fun. He's a fun God, and I like that because I don't want to be with a boring God all my life or with a God that's gonna like a taskmaster. He's just nasty. Or a God that cuts people's heads off and stuff. I don't want to spend my life with that God. I want to spend my life with a God that actually loves people. So that's what I'll be doing anyway for eternity. I don't know about you. I mean, if you're courageous, you don't even have to be courageous. You just gotta believe. And believe. You're set free and then you're good to go. It's just one big journey and a good one. It's good. So, open your Bibles. Open your Bibles. Get it because in there is life and life forever, life eternal. And inside this Bible, there's a whole heap of stuff. Some good things. Open your Bibles. Nobody opens their Bibles anyway. So who we fooling? Don't pretend you read your Bible because I know you don't read your Bible. You don't read your Bible because if you read your Bible, you wouldn't be in so much trouble. If you read your Bible, you wouldn't have all these problems in your life. But you do, so I know you don't read your Bible. You can't trick me. I'm on to you. All right. Then not laugh so much because it upsets the religious people. All right, I'm gonna have a look here. Whoa. Holy, well, this isn't, the Bible is glorious. Has some good stuff in it. Particularly this verse. This verse is a good verse. We've studied it all week and this is what we've come up with. All right. But even if 2 Corinthians 4:3. 2 Corinthians 4:3. Oh, 2 Corinthians 4:3. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Who do not believe. This is funny. All right, no, I'm going to start again. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So it's just simply telling us that without the glory of God, you don't shine. You want to shine. You need the glory of God, right? And those who aren't in the glory of God have had their eyes blinded by the God of this age. Satan hasn't blinded you. The God of this age has blinded you because you just can't believe the gospel, and that's the only light in the world. The gospel is the eternal truth. It's the light of Jesus. It's the light of all men, and the gospel brings the light into the earth from the heavenly realms. If you don't believe the gospel, which is a love gospel of grace and goodness for your life, if you can't believe the gospel, who is Jesus, the person Jesus, if you can't believe that, then you're blinded because you're rejecting God who gives life, the author of life, the giver of all light and life to all of men. So you reject God, you reject light. So you reject the gospel, your eyes are blinded and you're walking in darkness, really deep, deep darkness, darkness that sometimes you don't even know you're in because you're in darkness and you can't see. You don't even recognize the light. Okay, you can't even recognize the light of righteousness because you're so blinded by the darkness of the world. So you need the gospel, and the gospel comes in its glorious light and it breaks that blindness off your eyes. The scales fall off and all of a sudden you can see that you have been in darkness. And now you need to come up out of that darkness and get washed by the water of the word and be set free from that darkness and get cleaned up by the Holy Spirit and now walk in the light, walk in the Spirit, and never to return to that darkness again. Never to go back into that darkness and be blinded again. I mean, what's it say? You can't bring a man to repentance once he's come out of the darkness and chooses to go back, right? It says that in the Bible somewhere. So you need to come into the glorious God. The gospel is a juicy, glorious gospel of light, love, and it brings you all the goodness. You just got to repent of your own thinking because you don't know. Okay, but that's the beauty of the gospel. You know, the gospel comes to those who don't deserve it, who don't believe it, who've mocked it, ridiculed it, persecuted, murdered the anointing. They've murdered the people of God. They've murdered and persecuted and mocked the entire gospel. Right? But the gospel still comes in all its goodness and all its grace, and it comes to you in that state, and it gives you, it delivers you a message of love and a way out. And it comes to you and it brings light and it shines upon you. And then it breaks off all the darkness and it allows you to see for the first time and recognize the light and the truth in the world. And then you can come into truth, you can come into the Spirit, and you can worship the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God, the only God of this age. You can recognize him and now you can worship him in spirit and truth because he has sent the gospel upon your life and given you a chance to come out of that darkness. What a glorious gift to be able to be given something like that, especially when you have been so covered in darkness. Because of your own choices and your own rebellion, and you've lived a life of hell, right? But now you can come out of that and you can walk up and you can step up into this goodness of the gospel and you can run with it. And now you can see clearer and clearer and clearer how the enemy has kept people covered in darkness. And you're going to be looking and you're like, This one? This is who's kept us in darkness all this time? This one? Hiding inside, hiding in people's lives, hurting them, causing strife, causing confusion, blocking them from seeing the glorious creative light spirit, being able to move in that creative light and setting them free, keeping them hidden, keeping them in darkness and blocking that beautiful light that's there, just blocking them. They're just sitting in their brains, sitting in their minds and blocking the light from penetrating. But the gospel comes and it breaks off those blockages and it allows you to finally decide and choose whom this day you shall serve. The Lord, right? Obviously. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, if he's going to come and he's going to set you free, wouldn't it be obvious? You'd repent because it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. His goodness comes and it sets us free. His goodness is there when we don't deserve it. Okay, we'll be in darkness, we'll be worshipping, whatever's walking, we'll be flown around with every wind of the spirit. We're not stable, we have no structure, we're just doing our own thing, doers of our own thing, in our own type of living for ourselves. Completely blocked, okay? And the goodness of God just comes and it heals you, it sets you free, it delivers you in the most unknowingly circumstances, Jesus turns up and sets you free, saves your life, does a miracle, supernaturally encounters you to show you that he is real. He comes in and he says, here I am, I'm God. You haven't known me because you've been deceived, but I love you because you're my child. And now what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to demonstrate my power. I'm going to demonstrate who I am. Through my people, I'm going to use my people. I'm going to demonstrate who I am. And I come and I set you free. I heal you. I open your eyes. I open your heart. I allow you. I break off any spirits that are trying to hinder your life and block you. And I give you an area of where you can now see a demonstrated, manifested power of God Almighty. And you can see that he is the Lord. Nobody moves in that power. Nobody else can move in that power. That's the power that comes from God and God alone. And he does that because he loves you, because he wants you to know him. So he does it out of love. And of course, when he comes and does something like that, heals you and does a miracle or does something like that healing power that he has, and he does that demonstration of his power in your life, you repent because you see he is the Lord. The Lord of Lords. I mean, there are many that call themselves God. There are many lords. There are many in the spirit realm that set themselves above the power of God. Pride, everything that sets itself above the power of God, we pull those strongholds down, but they set themselves up. There is only one Lord above all lords, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. They'll call themselves kings, but we have the King of Kings. He comes because he loves you and he sets you free. You repent, you turn, and now you let all those other ones go. They've left you blinded and in darkness for years and years and years and years and caused strife and caused pain in your family all the way down. There's been no prosperity, no poverty, no blessings. You know, I mean, the blessings compared to what God gives you is nothing. They allow you to have something so you think that, you know, maybe I've touched on something here. But when the God Almighty comes and he actually opens your eyes and he sets you free in a power that no other God can possibly do, that's God Almighty. And he does it because he wants to demonstrate who he is to you, because he wants you to repent, which means you change your mind, because now you've seen that he is God and you're like, now he is God and I'm going to follow that light. I'm going to go for it and I'm going to run after it and I'm going to declare it to the world. And out of my mouth, I declare that he is the Lord. Jesus is Lord. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I will preach the gospel. I will speak the gospel and I will speak love, light and peace into people's lives. And I will see the transformation power of the Holy Spirit used through my life, because I'm now a yielded vessel and I've given myself over to the one and only true God. And I've allowed him to take over my life because of who he is. But it does start with what he's done for me, because you don't know him until you start to see what he has done for you. You move into that relationship because of that. He draws you. I mean, he's an amazing God. He transforms and he sets you free from these harassing and lying and perverted spirits that come into your life to try to make you stay in darkness and hurt you, because they hate you because you're called by God. Man, the most people that are oppressed, the most people that are living in darkness are the ones that God has placed something great inside of their hearts for them to come into. They need to get strong enough to overcome by declaring who God is, coming into that power of the glory and overcoming all those blockages in their life. You turn, you change your mind, you come into repentance and you walk in that glory and that light of God, and everything in your life improves. Everything gets better. You walk in that power of the glory. It's an amazing, amazing thing. Yep, anyway. And only God can open your eyes. No other God can open your eyes. Because it's his glory. And everything is held together with his powerful word. Right? God's seated. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the majesty of heaven. He's the radiance of the sun. He's the King of kings, the King of glory. Who is this King of glory? Come out of them, King of glory. Come out of them, King of glory. Come out of them, King of glory. You yield. You yield. Yield your spirit to him. And he will give you a life that you will just never, never could have ever comprehended. It'll just get better and better and better because he opens your eyes to who he is. Right, you come into fellowship with the Father. The only way, Jesus is the, I put this on Facebook chat. Jesus is the manifestation of God. Everything that God is manifested itself into the person of Jesus. So Jesus now walked out on this earth holding the very essence of God, of who God is. The Son, the radiant Son. Okay, and he bore on that cross sin. Every area of your life that has darkness or blockages is sin, and he has taken it upon his own shoulders and fulfilled the very law that he set to set you free by his blood. His blood purchased you. Blood is dunamis energy. Electronic power from heaven. The power of God is the blood of Jesus. It's the very essence, the very energy, dunamis energy power, okay? Now, that has changed into light blood because he transfigured, okay? But the blood is how we get set free. We are covered in the blood of Jesus. The juicy, glorious blood of Jesus has set our bodies free from the power of any spirit that comes at you. You're covered in the blood and you are set apart. Dominion of sin, power of sin has no place in your life. It is covered by the blood. You cannot be controlled by sin when you yield to the blood of Jesus. Anytime you are struggling with any area of your life, you speak the blood of Jesus over that area, because that is not legal for it to be there in your life. Okay, so you do that and you stay healed and you stay set free because you continue to eat and drink revelation and intoxication from the winery of heaven, and you keep yourself in the light. Don't be pulled off by the wisdom of this age, the people that, you know, who are telling you that this is wisdom and this is it. Don't be pulled off by any type of humanistic, philosophical words or, you know, any of that stuff. Just keeps you pulled away. It tries to tempt you. I've got all the knowledge over here. And he's like, no, no, no. You need just to yield in my spirit. He's like, my yoke is easy, my burdens are light, you can just rest in me and I will lead you. and I will carry you, and you will ride on the wings of my spirit. I am the Lord. I have no fear. We fear not because we worship the Lord, and we walk with him. He leads us. He goes before us. He goes behind us, and he has released a host of angels, the army of angels. He's the commander of army angels, and we have an army of angels that work for us. We have nothing to fear in this world. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the cross. No one else has the cross. We have the cross, and in the cross is all. It's the gateway. It's the portal into heaven. It's the portal into the things of the Spirit. It's how you come through. It's the door. Jesus is the door. The words of Jesus are the door. They open up doors and gateways and portals for you to be able to come into the things of the Spirit. If you can catch on to what that means, you will walk through. You will go with it. You will just flow with it, and you will catch it, and you will walk with it, and you will go through door. There's many different rooms in my Father's house. There's many different doors, and you'll come into different areas, and you'll start to see things, you'll start to understand things, you'll get that spirit of revelation will start to flow, and you'll be able to have an understanding, a heart that understands. Things open up for you because you come into the Word, and the Word is the creative word of all things. It's the creative word, and it never dies. He's like, everything passes away, but my word never passes away. His word remains forever. His word, you speak that word out, and it's creative. It goes out and it does what it says it's going to do. So you use that. Come through the door, take it, accept it, and go with it and see. It's a journey. It's a mystical journey, a mystical union with you and Christ, your beloved. And he takes you into this mystical journey that no other God can take you. He protects you. He's your divine protection. He's the light of all men. He's the juicy, glorious light of heaven, and he loves you. Whoo! Yes. That's a lot of fire. Fire, 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 fire on your life. We just set fire over your whole entire life. Everything inside of you be set on fire. Whoosh! Fire. Fire. I breathe on you. Fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire. Whoa. Hey. Holy Spirit. Wow, yeah. I love you so much, Holy Spirit. So just keep drinking the river of light and life, and whoa, I am extremely hot. Ow! I am hot. I like it, hot. It's not it. Is that the song? No. I don't know how it goes. I'm feeling hot. I got it. What do you reckon? What do you reckon? Yeah? You make me sick. Oh, have you heard that song? You make me sick. I don't know the rest of the words of that particular song, but I know the words of other songs like that. I don't know. Whatever. What am I talking about? What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about Jesus, the life giver of all men. Yep, the life giver. He's a life giving spirit. Yep. And anybody that wants life and life will come to Jesus. They will get there eventually. They will come. They will come because they want light, and they like life, and they actually like it. So they come in. And those who like darkness and wickedness, they'll go the other way. You know, you're either birthing Jesus's or you're birthing Satan's. What are you birthing? Whose promises are you birthing? Mm-hmm. Who are you aligned with? What kingdom do you like? What kingdom are you aligned with? I mean, do you align with the kingdom of light? Do you like the kingdom of light? Do you want the kingdom of light? Are you willing to walk through the doors of the kingdom of light and come in and try? If you don't like it, you can always go back to darkness. They'll take you. They don't mind. Oh, come on. Well, I'll give you a little lesson on how to drink the Holy Spirit for all our newcomers this week. I've found a few. It's been good. I've had a great week. Well, I have met some amazing people the last couple of weeks. It's been awesome. And look, I love my family. I really do. But yeah, the Lord will do things in our lives that we require, you know, to make choices and decisions for whatever reason. And we just go with it and we follow the Lord because we don't follow man. And we don't offend man because we don't. I'm here to please man. And if men are offended with our choices and decisions, then they aren't following the Holy Ghost. So don't worry about them anyway. They will catch up eventually. But those who are in the flow of the Hogo, of the Holy Ghost, will know the go. So probably about 4 or 5 of you out of a million. I don't know. No, just kidding. All right. So how to drink the Holy Spirit, because this is an important thing. This is important because drinking the Holy Spirit is the only way that you will rise up above that darkness. Okay. I mean, anything that comes against your life, we just drink the Holy Spirit and get undone in the sun, right? And have lots of fun. Oh, God. Okay, alrighty then. So, where was I? Oh God. Oh, randara crazy andoro per vianda. Well, it's good. At least it's the seat of heaven. Alright, that's a good thing. It's all good. I don't know. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, jelly bean? All right. Now, drinking the Holy Spirit, listen, it's not hard. It's not complicated. Drinking the Holy Spirit has to be very, very simple because children do it. I mean, I have a 3-year-old, right? And I have a 7-year-old and I have a 9-year-old. And they don't have the doctrine down pat. Okay, children need to be able to drink the Holy Spirit and move in the power of God in a simplistic way. We can't complicate this, okay? People want to know how to come into the light, how to come into God and move in the power of God. It needs to be simple. It isn't a complicated thing. The way we do it is we drink the Holy Spirit river. Now, honestly, what I did for 8 months was I had earphones on with an iPod full of glorious teaching, of preaching that brings me life and light. And I feel it in my spirit when I listen to that type of preaching. I can feel areas of my life improve. I can see transformation. I can see confidence growing, self-esteem. I can see things coming off my life. Things that used to hinder me were removed very quickly. Okay, so I could tell that the preaching that I would listen to would bring me light and life, and I would grow. And I like to grow quickly. Okay, so I would feel that my iPod, 8 hours, honestly, just sitting at the feet of apostles and listening to their teaching and drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking. And it used to set, I would feel awesome. I would feel empowered. You know, that's where I spent my time. I wanted light and I wanted life, and you just do that. I mean, there's nothing else to live for. What do you want to, you know? It would fill every void. Now, I didn't always understand it. Now, the other thing I used to do was I used to tote the ghost, okay? Now, this might seem like a very strange thing to some people, but it really is what start to set me free. I could really start to feel the energy flow, okay? The energy flow of the Holy Spirit, which is light. It's the breath of life. Toking the ghost actually works. It throws your mind. You don't think about it. And when you have that ability to be able to not care about what people think about you, then you actually have a good chance of coming and being, you know, set into the kingdom and seated up on high. Okay? We want to be the most high. Okay? High above all. So then we flow in the glorious light of Jesus. Okay. So we tote the ghost. And that's it. Too deep. I like to hold it in a little bit, feel that glory a little bit stronger. Now, I would sit there and just do that and listen to the audio Bible, because I could never read the Bible. It was always difficult to read the Bible, so I'd listen to the audio Bible. And then my head would always be going, very difficult to read the Bible at the start. So I'd listen to the Bible and just toke the ghost, or have it on my earphones and just toke the ghost and have fun and dance and have music on. And I used to just enjoy Jesus. Like, oh, you're so cool, God, the creative spirit that you just release into my life constantly, showing me things, opening my eyes and giving me ideas. And he just sets you free. Just enjoy. Toke the ghost, have a big Holy Spirit drink, fill up our barrels. And the thing is, angels are from heaven. There's a lot of stuff in heaven, okay? Angels bring you whatever it is you require that day for your life. Now, you ask them to do that. You command them. You tell the angels what to do. You're greater than the angels. You've got Christ inside of you, the hope of glory, the hope of glorious things to come. Christ in you, the hope of glory, is inside of you, okay? He has the authority over all of creation, and he is greater than the angels. And the angels is assigned to your life to go out and perform everything it is that you require. So they will go into heaven, and whatever it is you need from heaven that day, they will bring it to you. Now, don't get confused, and this isn't a complicated thing. It's very, very simple, okay? Things of the spirit you see with your spiritual eyes. Things in the natural you see with your natural eyes. You can't see the things of the spirit all the time. You just believe by faith. And as you start to believe by faith that these things are happening for you because God said that it's going to, that you're entitled to it, what happens is you start expressing that faith. Angels, today, fill up my wine barrel of everything. Fill up my little drink here, what I need to drink from heaven. I need a big drink. So big drink of what I need from heaven today, and seriously drink it. Thank you, angels. I just take it. Everything you have from heaven for me today, I drink it by the power of Jesus. Just fill me up, Lord. Whatever it is that I need from heaven today, angels, bring it to me now. And just pour it into my glass so I can drink it. Now, they're pouring things in right now. They're pouring in gold and rubies and diamonds and gold coins and silver coins. They're pouring it all in. All the silver, all the gold, all the gemstones. They're pouring it all in. This is glorious stuff. Now, you can't see it here in the natural, but I can see that that's what they're doing in the spirit. And I believe it. Now I believe it. I can see it, right? It's like, first you believe and then you can receive, right? Not, you don't receive and then you believe. No, you believe and then you receive and then you see, okay? Now, this is all by faith, okay? If there was any other way to do it, then we wouldn't need faith, we wouldn't need Jesus, we wouldn't need any of it. Okay? This is the only way. This is the only way. Faith is the only thing that pleases God. Faith and believing. And now we do it by faith, and you watch it start to manifest. Now I can feel that you can feel that coming to you. Like, they pour whatever it is you need. You know, he's like, you need to stay oiled up. You need to stay full of oil, okay? Full of goodness, full of joy. You need the oil of the Lord, the oil of gladness. You need that stuff poured onto you every single day from heaven, and it enlightens your being. It enlightens your spirit, and it opens up the eyes of your spirit, and you can see things, and then you start to understand things. You start to hear the Lord. You can start to move in that power of God, And you'll start to see the healing manifested power of God. You know, go out there and start to speak it out and watch what happens, you know. Just get gloriously filled and intoxicated in His Spirit. And you'll start to see that power manifest, okay, in your lives. Believe it and then speak it out. Now, I've said this, you know, but there's new people, as I said. So, we read Psalms out loud. Look, I'll give you a demonstration. Woo! Hey! And it doesn't matter how you manifest the glory. I mean, you'll manifest, okay? This is what happens. You manifest. That's what the glory of God does. Okay, we're flesh, He's spirit, He comes in, and our spirit, our flesh manifests, right? Whatever's inside of us will manifest and it comes out, and then it doesn't matter how that comes out or what it looks like when it comes out, as long as it comes out, because you're experiencing the glory of God. Don't worry about any, I don't care how anyone looks or how anyone manifests. It's a good thing. Manifest, 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 manifest. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Into the light. Oh, Jesus. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein, for He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord. Sworn deceitfully, like in Leviticus. Woo! I shall not swear or something sweetly. Yeah. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek his face. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come out of you. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come out. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The King of glory, the King of kings inside of you. And now we let Him out of us into the earth, right? You speak and He comes out. You breathe and you're breathing life onto other people. Every breath that you have, every word that you speak is creative spirit, and it comes out and it's performed. And His word returns not void, right? His word goes out and it's carried and it's performed, and the King of glory will come out of you and create into the earth. Amen. Amen. Ah, well, He's glorious. I love the King of glory. I love the glory light and the creative energy. So go out and start, you know, speaking and decreeing and declaring, and get out there and just enjoy God. Go out there and see what He does. Go out there and watch Him start to move, you know, this glorious Holy Spirit. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's in you, and He will use your body to the measure that you want Him to use it. Just give it all over every day. Take it, all of me, Lord, and all of you, Lord, and none of me. Use me any way you want to use me. All of you and none of me. And take the communion. Use the bread, the cracker, and the biscuit, and the drink, and you take it up, you hold it into the cloud, and you manifest it. You say it, and you speak it, and it comes out, and it's manifested. And you can see how the glorious light in this earth is just growing brighter and brighter and brighter. And you're a part of it. You're on it. You're in it. You're doing it. You're in it. You're on it. You're in it. You're doing it. And everything in the darkness is forgotten and forgiven. And now you're a brand new light being creation. And you are just glowing and glorious and beautiful and spotless and clean and lovely. with clean hands, ascending the mountain of the Lord here in Mount Zion. Amen. So that is it. Have a glorious week. It has been a glorious week. We have seen amazing signs and wonders in the streets. We're out there, you know, praying for the sick and talking to people and just, you know, out there just in amongst it. You know, like just there with people who want light. And it's amazing because you can just put your light onto somebody and it just sparks a light inside of them. And, you know, and they get to see, like, you know, there's a good God in this earth who has hopes and plans for them, for their lives, you know. And that divine blueprint starts to unravel and open inside of their hearts, and they start to see the light, and their eyes are opening and their ears and their hearts are opening and everything's opening up, and it's all good, and there's no going back, there's only going forward. Yeah, so it's amazing healings. We were in hospital last night. I had an occasion where my son was feeling having breathing difficulties due to some area in his ribs. And yeah, we were in hospital, and there was a, maybe she's watching today, where this beautiful lady walked in. She sat at the front of the seats, and I was sitting at the back, and then she just felt led to come and sit right next to me at the back. There was two spare seats that my kids were on, but they got up and moved, and so she just got up from the front and came and sit with and brought her husband, sat at the back. But she was like, she couldn't breathe, and it was like very scared because she couldn't breathe, and it's very scary, you know. And I just said, like, I'm just going to pray for you, you know. And I started to pray for her. And then my son got up and he walked over and he was looking at her. And I said, come and pray for her. And he put his hand, we both prayed for her. And the glory of God was just, you know, incredible. It was just filling the room. It was glorious, absolutely glorious. And her chest opened up, you know, and she could start to breathe. And she was feeling a lot better. And she was just so grateful for it. I'm like, you know, it's not me who does the works. It's the Father in me who does it. It's not me at all. I was just there, you know. And he'll do that. He'll move you around and he'll have you in places where you need to be for specific certain things. I mean, if he doesn't have a body to do it, then who's going to do it? You know, you got to go. You got to go. Someone's got to go. You just be obedient to the Holy Spirit and go where he calls you and be where he calls you and have the and do what he says, you know. And he can use anybody. And any obedient, anybody that wants him enough, you know. And he was just like, he, you know, and I'm just surrendered my life to him, you know. And that's just how he uses me for me. That's how he uses me. I didn't make any of these decisions on my own whatsoever. He just did it through me. And I just said, I want you and take my life. And this is what he's done with my life. I have not chosen it for myself at all. So here I am, and she, her chest, she could breathe again, you know, and she's like, got paper, like, wrote a number, and she's like, put your number here for me, I want your number, and, you know, and we talked, and so, yeah, that was amazing, and, it was glorious, and people were just in there, and the glory was really strong, you know, sometimes it gets so strong that you feel sometimes sick because it's quite strong in your tummy, and sometimes it can make you feel sick because it's so thick and it's out of heaven, and you know, you sometimes feel like you've got to get some stuff out of you, and you know, and that happens as well, and there's all different types of weird manifestations that you can see and deal with, like, you know, and see, and people experience the glory in different ways, and they'll manifest in different ways, and at the end of the day, it's all glorious because it's all God, and he's so sovereign. So nobody is exempt from the glory, because that glory fills the room, it fills the prayer, it fills the very room, wherever you are, that glory goes out into all the earth, and everybody feels that glory. And that's what you want, you know? That's what you want. You want to give them the glory. So anyway, amen, that's it. And I just pray everybody would have an awesome week. I bless you right now. Every word that I've spoken, every seed that's been spoken into your hearts right now through this message, if you receive my words, I seal off those words into your spirit right now, that they would be watered by the angels, they would be watered by the Father, and that they would be completely deeply rooted down into the rock of Christ himself, that nothing would be able to cut those off or steal those seeds. They're protected and sealed off from everybody, and they are protected in the divine heavenly kingdom of God, that they would be sealed completely off, and they would get watered, and they would grow up, and they would flourish inside of you, and they would just bring a tremendous harvest of light upon your life right now in Jesus' name, that you'd be full with the glorious light, the penetrating light and fire of God that would come into you, and it would set you free. It would clear and open up the eyes of your imagination. It would set the mind clear. There'd be a sober mind, that there'd be a desire and a hunger that would just fill inside of your spirit right now, that would fill your whole soul with a hunger and a thirst for the righteousness of the kingdom of light. And you would just generate a harvest of light, 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 and it would come into you and your family and your children, and everyone would rise up into the light and grow and grow and grow and grow into beautiful, beautiful, beautiful trees that are flourishing and gorgeous and lots of branches, and they're grafted into the tree of life, and out come you with your beautiful branches and glorious leaves and your flourishing trees. Flourishing trees. Everyone's just a flourishing tree full of greenery and glossing light. Just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So beautiful. So I just bless you with that, and I'll speak with you all next week. Amen. Be blessed.